The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Well, today I feel strangely honored. I just kind of feel strangely honored. I've been censored by Facebook. Wow! I finally made it. I'll tell you what I mean here in a minute. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I received an email from my former producer, Aaron Light, who is still on the staff here at WRFD, but about 1:45 today, he sends me an email and he says, your photo has been blurred on Facebook. And I thought, what? What do you mean my photo has been blurred on Facebook? And I immediately thought, you know, I've got a bunch of my photos on Facebook from my Bob Burney Live page, my personal page, and I thought maybe it was scaring children. You know, I understand that. You know, maybe my photo was scaring little kids. So anyway, I saw the email. Your photo has been blurred on Facebook. And I didn't have time to open it up or see what he was talking about. So it was, it was quite a while later. I was doing other things and pulling stories for the program today. And I thought, I wonder what Aaron was talking about. So I went back to his email and I opened up the photo. And indeed, a photo. Well, kind of. It wasn't really a photo, but kind of a photo that I posted yesterday has been blurred. And it has this warning: sensitive content. This photo may be sensitive to some people, and it's been blurred out. This photo, I'm quoting. This photo may be sensitive to some people. Well, what is the photo? Well, again, it's not actually a photo. It is a Google map. Well, I guess it's from Google. I don't know. It's a map. And it's a map of Israel. And it's a map of Israel covered with little red dots. And every one of those red dots is representative of an air raid siren. Now, you got to get the picture if you haven't seen this. It's a map of Israel. It's a map of Israel. And the western part of Israel is covered with little red dots, little pinpoints. And every one of those represents an air raid siren that had gone off in Israel in the prior 24 hours. And so I posted it and said, let's see, what did I say? I said something about Israel is under attack. Each one of these dots represents every red dot marks sirens in Israel over the last 30 minutes. Israel is under attack. That's what I put yesterday. And that's what Facebook has been deemed to be sensitive. Red dots on a Google map. No missiles. No missiles, no people, nothing blowing up, no individuals. In fact, no cities, no buildings, no cars. No, it's a map of Israel with little red dots all over it. And Facebook has declared it to be sensitive to some people. All right. This is getting ridiculous. I mean, it is. What is sensitive about little red dots? And again, the red dot doesn't represent somebody was killed. It doesn't represent where a missile landed or was fired or, no, air raid sirens. That's it. Air raid sirens, little dots representing air raid sirens. And Facebook, again, I am quoting. I'm looking right now at the picture that they have blurred sensitive content. This photo may be sensitive to some people. Now, this is speculation on my part, but I believe I'm correct. If someone posted a Palestinian flag and across the bottom of the flag it said, let's kill all Jews, that would probably be fine. If you posted a picture of a Palestinian with at a rocket base, you know, getting ready to fire a rocket into Israel. That would probably be fine, too. Probably wouldn't be a problem. I have really fought leaving Facebook for a lot of reasons. We use it to communicate with you. I've got the Bob Burney Live Facebook page. We post stories. It has been extremely profitable every day. Those of you who follow the Bob Burney Live Facebook page, every single day we post many, many stories. I keep telling you, if I'm discussing a story, you can probably see the source of the story posted on Facebook or on Twitter. So you can read it for yourself. You can judge for yourself. None of the other social media platforms has the exposure that Facebook does. So it's been very profitable. Joy and I have reconnected with young people we had in our youth groups 45 years ago. We communicate with family members over Facebook. We share blessings. We have a ministry page for Cross Power Ministries. We have online Bible studies that we do on our Facebook Your Road to Victory page. It's just a lot of positive things. So I have really resisted dumping Facebook. But it's getting harder. Facebook is becoming more and more and more biased to the left. They are involving themselves in more and more censorship and ridiculous. This is so dumb. A map with red dots. Who in the world would be offended by a map with red dots? I'll look it up during the break. There's got to be a phobia of red dots. You know, a fear of spiders is arachnophobia, and there's a phobia for the number 13. There's a phobia. I'm going to look up during the break and see if there is a phobia for red dots. Maybe there are people that are just freaked out. It's a red dot now. I'll look it up. Maybe those people. All right. Quick break. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay, now I know. I take back all of the negative things I just said about Facebook. I now understand why they blurred my picture of a map with red dots on it. It could upset people with chromophobia. That's true. Chromophobia is a fear of colors. And those were definitely, absolutely, positively red dots. So people with chromophobia, it could have upset them. Or triphobia. Oh, yes. Triphobia is a fear of dots. Small clusters, small holes, small bumps, small patterns, or small dots. Trypophobia. 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 Maybe it's tryptophobia. TRYPOPHOBIA. The fear of dots. And if you have chromophobia and trypophobia, if you have both of those, my map could have just, it could have caused irreparable harm to your psyche. No wonder Facebook blurred my photo of a map with red dots. How could I have been so insensitive? How could I have been so insensitive to people with chromophobia and trypophobia or trypophobia. And what about the fear of people who can't pronounce trypophobia? That's even worse. All right. I feel so much better. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Columbus. I have a phobia of Marks from Columbus. What should I do? I think it's called Markophobia.
There's no escaping it, Bob. You just have to give in.
Is there counseling for Markophobia?
Well, yes, I have office hours. I can set you up. It's kind of difficult because, you know, you'll be huddling in the corner, but we'll work it out.
All right. All right. What's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking, man, while I was waiting, this guy takes long breaks. I could see you must have a masseuse come in there and
Oh, yeah. I got the hot tub over in the corner. And and my engineer peels grapes and feeds them to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's the life, man. Asleep. It's the life.
Yeah, I hung in there. I was falling asleep, but I hung in there. But, yeah, I just called about this Facebook thing. Pretty much nowadays it's Democrat. Anything that is not on the Democrat side, they're just going to censor you. And because they are on that side, on the liberal Democrat side. So,
yeah. And it really is getting nonsensical.
Right.
I mean, a Google map with red dots, someone could be sensitive. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I've got swampland in Florida for these people. You know, if they expect me to believe that it's because of the red dots, Israel is not. The Democrats are aligned against Israel, and they're for the Palestinians. So,
yeah.
Anytime you have anything that's pro Republican or pro certain issues, and then they're gonna censor you. I quit Facebook actually about a year ago, and I'll be honest, it was because I just got so ticked off. I had a hard time controlling myself, and so I just quit. But I think there's a lot of things that I'm just avoiding because, you know, why should I support those things? I know Facebook's hard to get away from for certain people because, you know, you have your audience and so on, or you have to sell stuff. And it's a, man, they've got us between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, I really meant it when I say I struggle with it because we've used it for so many positive things, and we continue to. You know, we continue to use it for very positive things. My wife and I, our ministry, we have actually two pages on Facebook for our ministry. One, a general ministry page, and then we've got a private page called Your Road to Victory. And Joy and I share videos. We do live chats with people who are benefiting from our ministry. So it really does put us between a rock and a hard place. But I think the time is coming. We're not going to have any choice. We're going to have to dump it. Yeah. All right, Mark. I'm going to go into counseling for my Markophobia during this break. All right.
I'll be there for you.
All right. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.